Lori.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And welcome to Southern Charm Magic, where we talk about the magic and the mishaps of planning your next Walt Disney World vacation.
And hopefully bring a little magic to wherever you are in the world.
We'll give you our honest opinions about what we think.
But always with just a little bit of Southern Charm.
To y'all who come to this happy podcast, welcome and welcome back. We are back, y'all.
Yeah, and we didn't take a long time this time, just a little long.
But we have an excuse because we were both in Disney World.
Yeah, for a long trip.
Well, you had a long trip.
Yours was long too.
I guess so. It was long for me. I'll say that. It was long for me.
I was long.
I have to ask you all about that and your take on that. So that's what we're talking about today, y'all. We're going to talk about me and Lori's trip report from June 2023. Yeah. Lori was there for 10 nights.
Yeah.
And I was there for 5 nights. And so we have a lot to share with y'all, a lot to cover. So that's what our episode's going to be today. But first, as always, we have a little bit of news to cover. Not a lot, but like something really big going on. Yes, it is right up Lori's alley. Some really big news about Christmas. So Lori, kick us off with that.
Yeah. So Hollywood Studios is getting a new party. They're going to have their own party called Jollywood Nights Christmas Party. I'm very excited about it. I'm going to this party. I just booked my trip this weekend. So it's going to be different. I just pretty much know what we read because it's never been done before, but it says you're going to be welcomed to Disney Jollywood Nights with a DJ spinning a mix of Hollywood tunes. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that's going to be in front of Mickey's Runaway Railroad. That's where I'm thinking it's going to be.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. And then Commissionary Lane comes to life with a lively Latin street fair. That sounds pretty awesome. Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy are going to host a live holiday special at the Theater of Stars.
Okay. I'm going to be honest with you, Lori. There's a lot going on at this party, but that is literally the only thing I care about.
Yes.
Like, I want to go just sit. I mean, if they really have Kermit and Miss Piggy live, because I don't think there's anywhere at Walt Disney World either now or in recent, decades where you have seen Muppets live.
Right.
I'm trying to think, like, maybe I know Sweetums comes out. Sweetums is the big tall guy that comes out Muppet Vision 3D. But even that's not like an interactive thing.
Right.
So
right,
this is
right.
talking about them doing a live holiday special. I am. Oh,
well,
my
you
gosh.
Should come with us. It's me and Cindy and WL are going.
Well, those are famous last words because that's how you end up with me.
Yes.
Y'all,
you should come.
Okay. Keep going. Because there's a lot to cover on this.
So the theater will host Spirited Sing Along, and they're saying more details to come with this. So hopefully we're gonna know if Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy are gonna be. I hope it's not gonna be a screen with them on it.
Oh, that would make me so sad.
I know, but because like you said, I haven't seen them in a long
time.
But
I'll come back. There were the Muppets. Lest I forget, the greatest thing they did was that Muppets Through History in Liberty Square. Did you ever see that?
I didn't ever see it, but I remember. Oh, it was. Didn't you post pictures?
Yes, it was so good. Oh, it was so good. So I take that back about how we had seen, but I'll say that was the exception, and it was very short run. So we have seen the Muppets do live. So it was them, you know, live and in person. It wasn't interactive; like you couldn't talk to them, but they were like really there. The Muppets really there, and it was like the best thing ever. Anyway, all right. Sorry. All right.
So this is my favorite part of the details that have emerged from it. Because we're going to dress the part for this, but you're going to encounter glitz and glamour galore at 2 limited capacity entertainment experiences, a jazz lounge at the Hollywood Brown Derby, which sounds amazing, and other worldly soiree at the Hollywood Tower Hotel Courtyard. That sounds amazing to me. So I think it's going to be retro themed, and that because, you know, the Hollywood Studios decor for Christmas is retro, like my favorite Christmas decor. So that's what I'm thinking it's going to be like.
So we'll see. That does sound right. I mean, the Hollywood Tower Hotel is 1920s.
Yeah.
The main street of Hollywood Studios is kind of 1950s.
Yes.
But glitz and glamour, the three words that jump out to me are glitz, glamour, and then limited capacity, which is hyphenated. So those three concepts, that screams Lori to me. Like that is your thing. Like glitzy, glamour, Christmas, Disney. Like it is right up your alley. Oh,
and me and Cindy are going to, and we're going to drag poor WL to it.
Well, keep talking because I have a concern I'm going to raise with this. So I want you to keep going and tell people because I do want to raise a concern about it.
So you're going to be able to snap selfies with unique photo ops throughout the night. They say pose with friends for holiday themed magic shots, which is awesome. Two Disney photo pass experience and two new Disney photo pass experiences throughout the night. And you're going to get your complimentary digital downloads with the Disney photo pass. So you're not going to have the photo pass separate. Which I already have that, but that's included in the price of the ticket, which is really good. And I did a holiday magic shot on this last trip and it was good. I liked it for the 4th of July.
Oh, okay.
You're going to be able to meet Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, and the rest of the iconic gang in animation courtyard on a hot set with holiday props. Yes. Get into the spirit with your favorite throwback friends like Powerline Max and Phineas and Ferb. Oh, I haven't seen them in so long since Rhett was little. At Echo Lake and strike a pose with Edna Mode and chill with one of her super friends at Pixar Place.
And I think we know what that means.
Yes.
Or who that means, rather. Yeah. And one thing, Lori, I believe that Jingle Bell Jingle Bam is going to be back as well, which is the nighttime fireworks show. So that's going to be back as well. So my one concern I want to raise at the party, like it's and my understanding is all the rides are going to be open too. It's just going to be so much to do. Well, like we have time to do it all. That's the question.
Exactly. Because I don't have enough time at Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. But now that I'm looking at these dates for this party, I think I just booked my trip wrong. So.
Oh, uh-oh.
I need to look. And we have the flights already. Mm.
Well, we'll double check all that. So that's why you are a trusted Disney travel provider, authorized Disney travel planner. And so
the tickets are going to, the prices are going to range from $159 to $179, which I think is a good price, but so, I will figure this out.
Yes. So it's going to be, it looks like a great party. So here's, but also, so everyone knows this is what we're all talking about is an additional party. So this is a brand new party in Hollywood Studios. But they did announce that obviously Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party is back over at Magic Kingdom. So here's what I want to say about this is if we're going to do two Christmas parties, hear me out. I think there should be two Halloween parties because, you know, at Magic Kingdom, Halloween kind of revolves around the Haunted Mansion and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Imagine it at Hollywood revolving around Tower of Terror. Mm-hmm. And just think of maybe... Rock and Roller Coaster with the Halloween overlay or Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway with the Halloween overlay. I think there's a lot of potential. So if we're going to start doing,
that's a good idea.
If they're going to start doing two holiday parties, we can do more. So there's a lot, over there. We have some more, Christmas. Did you see about the new Frozen show, Lori?
That looks good too. And, you know, maybe I'll have to do this party in case.
Yeah, so basically they said there's going to be a new Frozen themed show, which the good news about this is they're saying they're going to do a Frozen themed show to light the castle and holiday lights, Christmas lights.
So does that mean they're not going to put the lights back on it?
That's what I read. That's what I read is that the dream, I think they call it the dream lights. What do they call it?
Yeah, they're not coming back, are they?
That's what I read, or that they're not coming back.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a new type of lighting, I guess. But the good news is that if you don't have, they're going to do it for regular guests too. So if you don't have your
well, great, ticket, but I still don't like it.
Oh, so it,
I want them other lights.
You like, see, I wasn't a big fan of the dream lights. So,
what?
Yeah. Yeah. So there's that. And then Epcot, the Candlelight Processional is back, as are the Holiday Kitchen. So your standard routine over there, and we love Candlelight Processional. We can talk about that all day. At Animal Kingdom, they're going to have the Magical Menagerie back. I just feel like Animal Kingdom doesn't do as much for Christmas.
No.
What is that about?
I don't know. I mean, what can you do? They should do like African, like whatever they do in their culture for Christmas, you know, in those different countries.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is. I think I haven't my last Christmas trip, I didn't even go to Animal Kingdom. Thanks, Mom. But
I don't know if I did either.
I don't know if I've ever been to Animal Kingdom during Christmas.
Yeah, we did. We did before we went to the Christmas party, Aaron and I, because I have a picture, but okay. I don't remember. Yeah, because I saw the pic. They do a big tree with animals on it.
Yes. Outside, well, they definitely do a tree. Yeah. I've seen the tree. So I think we need to pay attention to the parks.
Yeah.
Okay. So we need to look into that. I bet Animal Kingdom Lodge has a nice tree.
Yeah. I went and saw it that last when I went to that trip.
Okay. Okay. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, that lobby is just one of the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. So moving on from Christmas and other news, I am absolutely dying at this, the name of this restaurant. It took me a minute. So I was like, so Disney Springs is getting a new Indian restaurant and it's called EET. I was like, EET? I was like, oh my gosh, EET. It says eat.
I was about to say eat.
Okay. So you got that instantly. Okay.
Yeah.
Not me.
Wow. That got you. That's weird.
I was like, EET. Well, you'll see the initials and you want to be like ABC, you know, NBC, whatever. Food Network star Minnie. I don't know Food Network star, but it's Food Network star Minnie Chauhan. They're real famous. I looked them up. They're real famous. So if you like Indian food, because I want to say Indian food is kind of lacking at Walt Disney World.
Probably. I don't.
And so I think it is represented in a few restaurants. I think you can get Indian style food at some restaurants, but it's to have a full Indian restaurant, I think that'll be a good addition. Fort Wilderness. So we had talked before, I think we covered this before, Lori, that Fort Wilderness restaurants are getting a makeover. And so that did so it's reopening, I think, either this weekend or this week.
I think it did. Yeah.
Yeah. So Trails End is now a quick service restaurant. It's not a buffet anymore. It used to be a buffet. But the good news is it's going to be, you know, kind of a regular quick service station, but they are going to have the strawberry shortcake from Hoopty Doo.
But the pizza station and the pizza station has me. I love it.
You love a good pizza station?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this one I thought would be a little more for you. Crockett's Tavern.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, they just said it's a lounge with upscale food and views of Bay Lake. I didn't think you could see the lake from there, so I need to go investigate this.
Oh yeah, you can.
You can? Okay.
Yeah.
But check this out. You saw they're gonna have a moonshine flight?
No, that's pretty cool.
Laura, I've never in my life had a moonshine flight. I've very rarely had moonshine.
Right. I've very rarely had it too. So I've never had, I can't imagine a flight.
Yeah. So I mean, I have questions about Disney doing a moonshine flight. And the coolest thing about this, they're going to have a window, you know, the quick service window to get drinks before Hoopty Doo.
Yeah. I thought they had that already. I always get drinks at a right outside the Hoopty Doo, like every single time.
Now I'm wondering if you did it legally or not.
No, like they have a window that you go to next to.
They made a point in the news release to highlight this. So maybe they're just wanted to make sure that they're keeping it.
Yeah, because it's like really, and I really thought that was the name of it.
Huh. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I need to look.
So the last bit of news, did you see this last bit of news about what's coming to Storybook
Circus? Oh, I did. This is not cool to me.
You're not into it?
Weird.
What it is, it's called Smellophants on Parade. And no, Jeffrey did not just make an error. He just said Smellophants. I did. I said Smellophants. So smell and elephants.
I didn't say that word.
You want me to make you say it?
No.
So that's a new thing. There's no details on it. All it is that we know it's powered by Cincy. Cincy, have you seen the Cincy Disney line?
Yeah, but I can't afford them.
Yeah. Oh, no. I wanted the castle. How much was the castle? The castle was like...
Oh yeah.
Very expensive.
Yeah. Can they sponsor us and let us see one?
But say if you work for Cincy and would like to send us a complimentary castle.
Send us one and we will definitely give you a shout out.
We can do that for you. We can do that. So that's
part of sponsor us, please.
Please. Anyone who wants to sponsor us, please reach
out. Yeah, we'll take anything since we're trying to be influencers too, if you just want to know.
You can find us on Southern Charm Magic at your favorite social media of choice.
Like we really want to get influencer status to get invited on those Disney Wish cruises. So anybody can help us.
Don't spill our secrets. But going back to the smell offense, what apparently it's called the search and sniff experience. And you're going to go around and sniff You're going to go sniff different scents.
I mean, imagine how you look walking around sniffing things.
Okay. Here's my question. At Epcot, we were there during Flower and Garden Festival. Did you go to the scent little area?
I went to the scent thing in the Figments ride.
Well, that's mandatory. you can't escape that area. They force you to go. Against my will, because those aren't good scents. But Parker does love it. We got to experience that with Parker, who is Lori's niece. What it was at the Flower and Garden Festival, they had these plants. They had an area of plants. It was kind of in the main walkway between World Showcase and Future World, kind of under the monorail. It was this area where they had plants grouped to how they smelled. And they had like a citrus area, a lavender area.
I didn't know you were supposed to smell it.
Yeah, there was like, come smell this. And you could like, you know, lean over, like inhale and smell everything. No. And it was so cool.
Darn it.
I really liked it because they work. And so, I mean, I cannot keep a plant alive to save my life. It is not my strong suit. But it was cool. Like it had the plants like named and stuff. So like, yeah. Oh, if you want a citrus smell at your house, yeah, get this plant.
I saw them because we had to find our little bee guy. We did the Spike the Bee.
Oh,
we
the scavenger hunt.
Yeah. And one of them was in there.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that's what it was for, though.
So this one, I'm guessing that there's going to be new. There's just like there's no details on this, y'all. So I'm just guessing. I'm thinking that maybe it'll react to your magic band, and the elephant will put stuff out of its trunk from Cincy.
You're gonna have to have the extra. You're probably gonna have to have the magic band plus.
Maybe so. So I want to talk about one day we're going to do an episode about the scents of Disney, because that is a big thing for me and the best Disney favorite. Smells. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this will be the Disney smells, like, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean water or something like that. It'll probably be, you know, weird. Citrus, lemon, cotton candy or whatever.
Who made this up?
Something about Cincy. So we're going to look forward to that. Yeah. All right. So I think that's all our news for now. Yeah. So, all right. You ready to talk about our trip?
Yep.
All right. Hold on just a second. We'll take a quick break and then talk about our trip. And we're back. So, Lori, you did a 10-night trip.
I did.
And tell people why you were there. Why were you taking
My daughter had her dance nationals in Orlando itself, right outside of Disney, like literally right outside of Disney. And we made it a big old trip. We went before they started, and then we stayed after, so she can experience Disney World. I experienced Disney World every day because this was also my first trip as a Disney annual pass holder and hers.
Did you love being a Disney annual pass holder?
I did. But it's also getting me in trouble because I keep booking trips for myself.
I forget what you call that. What's the phrase I'm looking for? It's kind of like when they say money burns a hole in your pocket. Like, what does the annual pass do? Because it's just like dangling there.
It's taking all my money.
Yeah. I mean, you just sit there and you're like, what's stopping me from going to Disney right now? Like, I have a ticket. right. Especially when they stop that park reservation nonsense. Which should be coming soon. So about Avery's dance competition, I made a guest appearance.
He did at midnight. We went at midnight.
Literal midnight.
Literal midnight for real.
In an Uber after a rainstorm. You know, we talk about
storming though when we left, remember?
Yeah. We talk about the magic and the mishaps of our trip. That
mishap day.
I learned very quickly that Lori does not like being outside in a lightning storm. As she left me behind.
And he filmed me.
Great. I did. So we can put that on there. Unfortunately, my audio does not work from 500 yards away as you run away from me. So you just get the video, you just get the image of Lori running away. Yeah. But it was, I did get to go. Was that the Grand Hyatt? Was that where she was at?
The Royal Caribbean.
Royal Caribbean. Okay. Excuse me. And, so there really are a ton of hotels right outside the gates.
I think it's pretty nice.
Very nice. They have some very nice accommodations. We just prefer to stay in the magic. Yeah, that's
in the bubble.
Yeah. We are the purists. Yeah. The Disney purists. So I want to have some, questions for you, Lori. And then I want to recap some about, some of the stuff on my trip. 10. Okay. So 10 nights. The question is, do you recommend that? Would you do it again? Was that kind of like once? Really?
Yeah, because we had rest days and I really enjoyed the rest days, like, to experience other things in the Disney bubble that I like. I did venture out of the Disney bubble one day and I do not, a 10 out of 10, do not recommend that. How about that?
Okay. All right. Well, there's that. I mean, so, yeah. You know, most people doing a 10-day trip. That's what a lot of people from Europe and England
do.
They love taking, just from what I've read, they take, you know, 2-week trips because they have to cross the Atlantic to get here. And so they, you know, I've always wanted to do that. Just stay there for 10 days, kind of just do everything, go at a super relaxed pace. But I would go to Universal or SeaWorld.
I almost went to SeaWorld and I was going to bring Parker to the Peppa Pig Land too, but it was just so hot. We decided to not do that. But I wanted to go to one of those, but it was very relaxing to be able to go at a slow pace. That was the best part about it. We did go to the outlet one day to go to the character warehouse. That's one day we did that. We went shopping and stuff.
So let me ask you this. You did a split stay. You want to tell people what two hotels you did?
I did the Yacht Club in Coronado Springs.
All right. So talking about the split stay, and I think I asked you this before, but confirmed, did Disney move your luggage for you? Will they do that for you? Y'all did it all yourselves.
They did move my luggage for me, but we had a mishap with that.
There was a mishap. Okay. That reminds me of the mishap. We don't have to go into details of that, but.
But I did. I have had split stays before and everything went perfectly. We had a big old mishap this time.
Big mishap. But do you recommend split stays?
So I would not do it unless I absolutely have to. I did not enjoy it this time. It was not my favorite. Going from a deluxe to a moderate, I mean, it's going to sound snobby or immature. Like, you know, it was not my favorite. It wasn't my favorite thing. If I had to do it again, I only did it because the Yacht Club did not have anything, the dates that I needed. Mm-hmm. It didn't go that long. So I had to do it. And I wouldn't do it unless I have to.
I think that's a good point to make, though, because I think some people maybe look at the calendar and say, okay, well, I want to do a 6 or 7 night trip. Oh, but my preferred hotel is only available for 4 nights.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, my instant reaction would be either I'm going to completely move to a new hotel or move my trip, depending on how much I want to stay at that hotel.
Yeah.
So your recommendation would be, okay, don't, you know, maybe you can just stay at that hotel that you really want for 4 days. And then move to another one for your remaining days.
Yeah.
You would recommend that to people?
I mean, I would probably be like you and move my trip if I couldn't get the dates. But because I was there for a specific reason for dance can't be moved. So I had to do that way. And I want it 100% to be able to stay at the Yacht Club because we were going to be there in the summer and their pool is the best. So if I had to do it again, I would only do it if I had a specific reason that I had to. But some people do split stays because they want to experience a deluxe resort and they can't afford it their whole trip.
Yeah.
So it just depends on budget. But if I had to do it again, I would not. Absolutely would not.
So
but I'm going to probably have to in February. So.
Yeah. I mean, and so I think it's important that people know that's an option for them. You know, don't feel married to one hotel or one set date. You know, you can be flexible and move. To talk about, you know, you moved from deluxe to moderate. I don't know if it's more dramatic, but I was on a trip with my friend Lacey. We moved from Disney Vacation Club to Value. So that was Saratoga Springs to Pop Century.
Yeah, I would have cried.
And so that was it's a big difference. I will just say it's a big thematic difference. It's different themes. I don't know if you've ever been over to Saratoga Springs, but it's
I've been once.
Okay. It's I don't really get the theme at Saratoga, but it's a very nice resort and you can walk to Disney Springs.
Yeah.
But then going from that to Pop Century, it's a very different vibe. Different vibe. We'll leave it at that. And so I just don't like packing and repacking. That is my thing.
Yeah, and with the amount of stuff that we had for two adult women, teenager girl and a 2-year-old girl, the amount of stuff that we had for 10 days and to pack it. Now, seriously, Disney is amazing with moving your stuff and getting your stuff from your room to your next resort most 90% of the time. I had a big mess up, but with the mess up being said, they did make every single thing right and they went above and beyond what they needed to do for what happened. So if you need to split stay, like, it's not a bad option. It is not a bad option. It's just sometimes inconvenient. And because it was so hot, I went to something like just, it just was not my favorite thing, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I would never do it, but I know someone who wants to come on the podcast one day who loves to do split stays. They have a family of five, you know, mom, dad, and kids.
They move five people?
And they love it. They love doing it. And usually I think they try to, or in the past they've worked like Animal Kingdom Lodge into it. A lot of, I think that's a big one for split stays because people want that one or two nights, you know, to wake up with the animals and see all that. But I mean, I've read that it's like not true, but I always feel like Animal Kingdom Lodge is so far away.
Like it's far away too.
Yeah. People want to be a little closer to the magic and maybe do more Yacht Club, Beach Club. But how'd you like staying at Yacht? Did you like
it? Oh, we fantastic. Like we loved it. We loved it. That was my sister's first time to stay since being an adult at a deluxe resort. And she's like told her husband, we're not going back to Disney until we can afford this. Like she loved it. It was so convenient with the baby. So convenient. And it was so quiet and just, oh gosh, I loved it. I'm saying again in about 34 days from today.
Well, I love that area. Crescent Lake, again, that's Boardwalk, Beach Club, Yacht Club, and then Swan and Dolphin, which are not official Disney. But from all those places, you can walk very quickly to Epcot. And then a little bit farther, you can walk to Hollywood Studios. I know we've recapped it on this podcast maybe a million times, but I just want to remind our listeners that there was a time when Lori about lost her mind because they booked Boardwalk and she did not want to stay over at Crescent Lake. And now she
was in Floridian.
Well,
and that's what I had booked.
Well, that's still it's still a
but now, Crescent. Yes, I am a Boardwalk area girl.
It's so nice.
It's so nice. Like, I mean, the Yacht Club was so fantastic too. Like, I mean, I can't even explain the hospitality, the people that work there, the smell of the resort. And our room was in that ideal spot this time. Like we did not have to walk far for anything. Like we were right above the lobby.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, it was just so convenient with Parker. Like you really don't understand. We about cried when we had to move over.
Because from Coronado, you have to bus everywhere.
Yes. And I do. And I've talked about it the last time, how much I love Coronado now. Emily did not love it. She said she will never, ever, ever stay at Coronado again. Okay. I am staying there again in December when I go.
Never stay.
But she said she will never, ever stay there again.
I may have to do a
unless it's the tower.
Yeah, I still don't know anyone who stayed in the tower, but I know a couple people that really love Coronado.
So I have a friend who is a Yacht Club snob. She loves the Yacht Club. She's there right now. She's at Polynesian. They decided to pay extra stay at the Polynesian. She is texting me every day how she cannot stay in the Polynesian. She would rather the Yacht Club, but she said that she would stay. She stayed at the tower before when she went on a girl's trip, and she said that she would 10 out of 10 stay at the tower over Polynesian.
Really?
Yes.
That's fascinating.
I know. She said that she just doesn't like it. Like when it's storming, it was storming Monday, and to get from your room to the main building at Polynesian, she got soaking wet.
Oh yeah, you have to go outside, huh?
Yeah, and I mean, they're just so used to the Yacht Club where you don't have to, and then the tower you don't have to.
That's the thing about a lot of the Disney resorts, especially I'm thinking Caribbean Beach, Coronado, a lot of the All Stars. You know, a lot of those require you to walk outside to get to the lobby.
Yeah,
you know,
Contemporary Grand Floridian, unless you stay in the main buildings that are expensive, you do that, but none of the Boardwalk area resorts, they're all inside. So that's seriously we're Boardwalk area people for life.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's covered walkways everywhere and it's the way to go, especially when we have a whole episode on hurricanes, but how in a hurricane situation you want to do that so you can walk around and be free. Whereas if you're in an All-Star, you're
stuck in your room.
Mm-hmm. You're not going anywhere.
Nowhere.
So, big pros and cons there. I've not stayed at Yacht Club. I've stayed at Beach Club and really like that. Beach Club a little more chill vibe. We really like both of those super classy areas. Love it. So you did the 10 nights, so y'all were able to really take your time and do that. So there's two main kind of themes that I wanted to talk about of things that happened while we were there. First of all, thank you. Lori warned me, since Lori was there before me and got there after me. Lori texted me the day before I got there. She's like, "Jeffrey, you have to bring extra clothes." She's like, "This heat is so much." So that's the thing, y'all. In June, I think we've talked about when to go. When I tell y'all it was hot, that's all we said the entire time. Like, it was so hot. It was so hot. You walked outside and you just melted. Now look, I would rather be hot in Disney World than anywhere else.
I mean, right. We are so used to the heat that it probably would hurt a lot worse if we were from up north, but it was just hot, and everything you did, you couldn't, I mean, literally you had to walk around with a cup of ice water or you weren't making it.
Yeah.
Like, you had to Parker keep your water ate on ice the entire trip.
You had to like take measures. Like, you had to have a hat. You had to.
Yes.
I constantly just went to AC. Like, if I had to just go stand in a gift shop or go on a ride with no weight.
Yeah.
Like, I would just do anything to get.
Yeah, we watched zero parades, zero anything outside.
No. Oh, I did watch one parade. That was how I got my Jiminy Cricket picture.
Oh, I know. So we never made it because Avery wanted a picture with Ulf or whatever. But
it was but I stayed like there is it was rough, so I stayed in the shade. Like, there was an empty part in the sun, and I stayed in the shade right until the last possible minute when the parade started, because it was green. I didn't have to fight anyone for a parade spot because no one else was going to stand in the sun for 10 minutes for the characters. So I got some great pictures, and I don't know how many selfies I got, but I got my selfie with Jiminy Cricket, and that was just made my trip. But it was, even coming from Louisiana, so I don't understand, Lori, to your point about people from the north or people from other climates, like, that's got to be a big adjustment.
It has to be.
Because, like, we come down there and it's kind of like it feels now. I mean, it's been 100 degrees in Louisiana, literally. Yeah. And then the humidity is the same down there. And it was so hot.
Exactly.
So that's the thing. I didn't feel like the crowds were terrible. Crowds. They weren't, it wasn't empty. But it was, the heat combined with everything was just so much. Yeah. So I'll have to reconsider.
But it is manageable though. Like, we made sure we got to the parks early. We went from about 1 to 5. It was undoable for me. I was like, I'm not doing this. We would go back and rest and then go back in the evening.
It was a good plan. So what we did, so I was by myself, how I approached the trip, I was by myself during the day, and then I'd go meet Lori and them at night.
Yeah.
And so that was a good, very good mix for me, because you didn't want to be by myself the whole trip, but I wasn't going to be, because Parker wanted to do her stuff and Princess and all that. But actually, me and Parker had a good time.
Yeah.
And Anna and some of that stuff. So we had a fun time Parker at night. And so the other big theme of the trip was obviously the LSU baseball College World Series, number one team in the nation.
We watched it a couple times.
We did. So I got there for night two. So I was there for night two and night three. And so Lori and I watched that along.
Yeah, I watched it by myself in that one bar by myself that night.
Yeah. And so we made other friends from, actually, we ran to use a phrase as we all know, it's a small world. We ran into people from Denham Springs in the hotel that we didn't know. We did not know them. They, a family from Denham who had moved to Orlando. So
yeah. She also owns a travel agency. And I know a bunch of people that work for her.
Oh yeah. So, yeah. So it's like, y'all, it's a small world out there.
Yeah. It was cool. We watched the LSU game with them.
Yeah. And then we watched the actual championship. We were watching from Hollywood Studios, I believe.
I couldn't remember where we watched
the. So night one we were in, or night two of the series, night one with me and you there, we were at Yacht Club, and then the other night we were in Hollywood. People kept coming up to you and asking for updates because we had only LSU.
Oh yeah, because I sat at the that tap place for a while while y'all were riding a ride watching it. Yeah,
right. So it was so that was fun. That was the big kind of themes from our trip. It was hot, but LSU brought home a national championship, and
yeah, so we wore a lot of LSU there.
We did, and I'm going to tell y'all, I've every trip I go on, I see LSU gear, but I think everyone was in Omaha. Because I did not see a lot this trip.
I saw three people, and that's it.
That's very rare for us. I think everyone who had vacation time used it to go to Omaha.
Yeah. Because I know a lot of people that were in Omaha myself.
Yeah, it was. So that was a little lopsided. Yeah. So for me, one of the things I wanted to accomplish this trip was do a few things I'd never done before. So first of all, were the three restaurants I'd never been to, which were Steakhouse 71, mm-hmm. Yak and Yeti, and Sanaa. So I do have a favorite now. I'm going to tell you my lunch at Steakhouse 71. Awesome. Highly recommended. Yeah. Good food, good service. The vibe isn't exactly what I expected. Like especially like a steakhouse in 1971, it felt very modern to me.
Oh, really? I didn't even realize that was supposed to be the theme.
Yeah. Steakhouse 71. Yeah. 71, 1971.
Like when they opened. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be the theme was like what steakhouse would Walt Disney eat in if he was there. So there's a lot of concept art for Disney World, which I loved all the art.
I'm going this next trip in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
With Bridget and Steve, we're doing brunch
there. Yeah, I think y'all really enjoy it. I hope y'all do. Good food, good service. Yak and Yeti, it's in Animal Kingdom Park. Have you been there?
Yeah, I don't think I want it.
It is very, the vibe is, I think, I don't know this, somebody correct me. I think it's the same owners as Rainforest Cafe.
Oh, really?
But it's a very authentic Animal Kingdom vibe, but the menu is very, very Rainforest Cafe. Like they have light up drinks and different alcoholic drinks.
But what kind of food? It's weird food, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. It is Indian inspired. A lot of it's Indian inspired.
But I know it's a
and
favorite.
Sushi. They have sushi and salmon and all those kind of things. People, I think tuna nachos are the most famous thing on the menu.
Oh, I like Rainforest Cafe.
But it was so, and it was fine. Like I said, it was very like a Rainforest Cafe vibe.
What did you
eat? Good. You say that now that you asked me, I completely forgot what I ate there, but it was like, it was their version of like fried chicken. Shockingly. And it was good. But the main thing is that I took away from it, like they advertise on the sun outside, like air conditioning or something.
Yeah.
And it is such a good way to get out of the heat. Like I was on the second floor.
You have to find some of that there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because like I normally go eat at Flame Tree Barbecue, but that's only outdoor seating.
I eat at the
restaurant store.
Yeah. Cause mm-hmm. didn't you come meet me there? Somebody did.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And, but there's I've been there several times, but you definitely want to get out
we
of the heat.
Always go there because that's very cold in there.
Yeah. And it's, but yeah, Flame Tree is all outdoor seating and a lot of Yak and Yeti has a quick service outdoor seating.
Yeah.
But it's too hot. It was too hot. So one thing I did is to plan an indoor place every day.
Me too.
Sanaa. Magic and mishaps, folks. Have you done Sanaa?
Oh, and I would never.
And so
why you did?
I went because it was, you know, if you ever spend any time on Disney fan sites, you hear one word a lot, and that's bread service. You have to have the bread service at Sanaa. You
and
have
we
to have
like
the bread service at Sanaa. We do. And so I was like, well, let me go to Sanaa. Well, you're esteemed all-knowing Disney expert here. It's like, okay, well, Sanaa is at Animal Kingdom Lodge. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So what I do, I take the bus to Animal Kingdom Lodge. And so I was like, okay. And so I'm looking around. So I go down to the restaurants where Boma and Jiko are. It's like, okay, well, clearly Sanaa is here. Spoiler alert, it was not. So I go to somebody like, y'all, where the heck is Sanaa? They're like, oh, that's at Kidani Village. I was like, well, where's that? They're like, oh, it's 10 minutes that way. Like, you can either take the shuttle bus or you can take a resort bus or you can walk. And I was like, looking at the bus situation, it wasn't looking good.
He had 10 minutes left to get there because he likes to get places on the dot.
On the dot. You know that. I love that you know that about me. And
not early, not late, but on the dot. And I don't like on the dot.
On the dot. And so I was running late. So I was like, but I had like really cleaned myself up for it. Like I put on, you know, I showered and put on nice clothes. So I walk and I just start melting. Like, because there's not an indoor walkway. It's outdoor. And I just start melting. So I get to this other place, Animal Kingdom Lodge, and I'm a wet mess. It was, and so I get there and they don't seat me by the window. So the whole thing about Sanaa is that it has windows overlooking the savannah. Like you're supposed to overlook the savannah and watch the animals. And it was just the audience, I mean, the rest of the diners at the restaurant were just not having it. They were loud and chatty, and it was just, you know, I tried to take a picture of like a giraffe looking through the window, and like the people next to me were just not having it. And it was just, so the experience was not what I wanted, but so I got the bread service. So I got the bread service. And what it is, you get five different types of bread, naan, which for if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, it's basically like a fluffy tortilla, like a tortilla bread. And they have different flavors like wheat and cayenne and that kind of stuff. Yeah,
like it is those.
Okay. And yeah, and they have, yeah, and they have nine different sauces you put on it of different spice and flavors like and all that. Okay. And I love trying different sauces. And you know what, y'all? It was not terrible. It was not terrible, but I've done it. And I'm good. I'm good. I did the thing.
Yeah.
I did the thing. So yep. I did get some new restaurants knocked out. I have a new favorite. So very grateful for that. And now I can speak to y'all and tell y'all stories about Yak and Yeti or Sanaa or now Steakhouse 71. But one more thing I wanted to talk about being about a first time experience there. And that is Tron. That's all the big news.
I didn't write it.
You didn't write it. So I have some thoughts on Tron. First of all, Tron is, I did not ride it at night, but it has to be better at night because at night it just looks beautiful.
It does look cool.
It's lit up with this beautiful blue canopy in Tomorrowland. I think it's so pretty. In the bikes, like the actual ride you ride on.
The wheels, yeah.
Yeah, they light up. And so I only did it during the day just to my schedule. You know, my schedule was insane, as it always is in Disney. And I'm going to tell you, Lori, have you seen the ride system? Like how you ride it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bike. Like it's kind of, and people are like, oh, it's like Flight of Passage. And I'm like, really? No, it's like a mountain bike. Like Flight of Passage, you lean forward.
Yeah.
This, like you actually have to lean all the way forward. Like you're bent over. And so I found it to be very uncomfortable. That was me. Mm-hmm. It is the first ride, I think, or only ride at Disney to require lockers. The only reason I'm saying not only, I think there's like some compartments on Cali River Rapids where you can do it. But as far as actual having to use lockers, you cannot bring a bag in. That should have been your first clue that something was up. So the lockers, I was like, I had a lot of anxiety about lockers because you know me, I bring my whole bag of stuff with me to the parks. Like I can live out my bag if I have to. So giving that up is stressful. But it was so, I will tell you, it was so easy. Like I really didn't, I got a cast member to help me. But even if they didn't, I think I would have been able to figure it out. You just tap your magic band, throw your stuff in there. So what it is, you can open the locker from both sides. So you walk in the queue, put your stuff in the locker, memorize your number. So when you exit the queue, you don't go out the same way you came in. You're on the other side of the lockers and you grab your stuff from the other way. So it's really cool how they did it.
I think that was
good design, but there's a reason. Like, so I brought my cell phone on the ride because like I'm not giving up my cell phone.
Did they let you bring it?
Yeah. And so you can, but I regretted it immediately because Tron is
you were scared it was going to fall off.
Yeah, it was fast. It is a fast ride. But the good news is, I don't know if it's every train on there, but in the back of most trains on the ride, there's a regular seat, like kind of like Expedition Everest, like an actual chair, and you just pull the lever down. So if you don't feel like you can do the bike, I should have done that one this my second time around, but I was like, let me just try this again. I mean, it wasn't like terribly uncomfortable, but it was just, you know, not my thing because I wanted to get up and look around. And if you're thinking of riding a mountain bike, I'm not thinking like this casual picnic in the woods type of bike. Like I'm thinking like you were leaned over like you were vroom vroom on the motorcycle.
Yeah.
So not my thing. And it's a beautiful ride. It's fun. I want to do it at night, but if you have problems leaning over, if you have problems with speed, if you have problems with heights, don't do it. But otherwise, if you want a fast roller coaster type thing, I highly recommend it.
But I did have a first ride experience.
Yes, you did. Tell everyone what you rode.
Space Mountain. Finally, I'm almost 42 years old. And I finally rode Space Mountain.
Y'all, I wish, out of respect
for Lori. They drugged me on it, kicking and screaming.
Out of respect for Lori, I didn't video her, but the kicking and screaming is accurate. When I tell y'all, I don't know how many cast members work in Space Mountain, but Lori asked literally every single one, is this scary? Is this scary? How bad is this? It's the questions you hear like five-year-olds ask as they go
while I'm staring at all the five-year-olds scared in the line.
And here is Lori, Disney authorized travel planner, podcaster, knower of all things Disney, and asking literally every cast member, what does this ride do? What does this ride do? Does it go fast? How fast is this? Like, literally, cast members gave you the statistics, like, man, this has a maximum speed of 28 miles per hour. You're like, oh my gosh, like you've ever gone less than 28 miles per hour in your life.
Yeah.
It was just, y'all, it was an entire experience. Like, at one point she froze, and that's what I was like, oh no, she just froze in the line. I was like, oh no, she's not gonna move. Like, if this is it, this is happening.
It was so scary.
But didn't you end up having fun?
Yeah, it wasn't
bad. She did. She got it. We got the pictures.
I'm dead on the picture.
Oh boy. It was, I am very proud of you, Lori. Yeah. I'm very proud of you. You did a good job.
Yep.
You did the thing. You did the space. You conquered Space Mountain. So you've done all the mountains at Disney, right?
All the mountains.
Oh, and speaking of, we did go visit Tiana's new crown. We got to, we were there when they installed the crown on her. I think it's a water tower. I think I understand that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And so we were there and saw the crown on that. And we did tell the construction workers to hurry up.
Yes.
Because we're ready to ride it.
Yes.
So that'll be coming up soon. So Lori, you're going back soon. Maybe. I am. Going to fix those dates, get your dates all straight.
No, I'm going back in Labor Day weekend and then December.
Okay. Yeah. So that, like, y'all, that annual pass is going to get you. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so we have some more episodes planned for y'all. And sounds like we're going to do a few more trip reports since Lori's going so much. I don't have my neck. Oh, wait, no, I'm just kidding. I do. I was saying, like, do I not have a trip planned? Yeah. Yeah. I have it's a very short trip. We'll both have some trip reports coming up for y'all sooner than later.
Yeah, but for the wine and food fest.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's gonna be and hopefully even more after that. And if I can so now I'm gonna have to try to keep up with Lori. So so all right, y'all. Well, y'all will hear from us soon then.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Southern Charm Magic.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram under the handles of Southern Charmed Magic. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Bye, y'all.